Now on with some more news items. There is to be a major new exhibition at the UEA's Sainsbury Centre, and for another art topic, we are told that pubs have inspired a collage exhibition. Norwich children's interest in the performing arts is fostered by the Northern Ballet Company at the Theatre Royal. The finishing touches are being made to the latest major exhibition coming to the Sainsbury Centre for Visual Arts in Norwich. The Paul Nash Art Show opened to the public on April the 8th and features an array of works by the 20th century art giant who was renowned for his powerful depictions of the First and Second World Wars, as well as his landscapes and his role in the Surrealist movement. Among the works set to go on display is the artist's famous war painting called The Menin Road, which is on loan from the Imperial War Museum. The exhibition is until August the 20th. It has been organised by Tate Britain in association with the Sainsbury Centre and the Lang Art Gallery in Newcastle. Tickets cost £12 or £10.50 concessions. And for more about the exhibition or to book tickets, visit the website, which is scva.ac.uk.
A Norwich artist has turned some of Norwich's best-known pubs into quirky works of art. The Adam and Eve, the Sir Garnet, the Murderers, and many more of the city's watering holes feature in Caitlin Law's new exhibition at the Norwich Playhouse called The Norwich Illustrated Pub Crawl. 16 collages, each of a different pub, can be found in the show, which runs until the end of the month. Miss Law described the exhibition as a playful homage to the city. Norwich is full of amazing pubs everywhere. People are really proud of their pubs. It's part of the city's identity, she said. I started with the Fat Cat in West End Street, and people have requested others. My favourite pub is the Unthank Arms. I live on the same street, and the River Garden is local to where my mum lives. I've tried to stick to the ones that are real ale pubs and more traditional pubs.
Youngsters and their teddy bear friends had a great time watching their first ballet and taking part in a special dance workshop. The children all watched Northern Ballet's children's production of Goldilocks and the Three Bears at Norwich Theatre Royal, and ahead of that they took part in a dance workshop in the venue Stage 2 studio. Philippa Ranger, Northern Ballet's education officer, said the creative dance workshops were for children aged 18 months up to 6 years and aimed to give them an understanding of the story before they saw the show. The children were asked to dance like characters from the traditional fairy tale about a little girl with hair as bright as gold and whose curiosity leads her on in an adventure at the home of the three bears. The workshop is designed to help them engage more with the ballet when they see it, Philippa said.
Circus Spectacle and the Magic of the Big Top will be wowing audiences at the Norfolk Showground over the next few days. The incomparable Chinese State Circus has arrived in the county and presented its latest production, Dynasty. The spectacle sees Chinese acrobats, aerial artists and jugglers interact with masters of martial arts, the legendary Shaolin Warriors. Binky Beaumont from the circus said, "We are honoured to have the Shaolin Warriors performing in the show. They feature in the production alongside a cast of more than 30 acrobats performing incredible feats with everyday objects. The acrobat troops come across China and incorporate ballet and dance as well as incredible stunts, making this show a complete performance from start to finish for all the family."
Russell Kane and Mark Watson are among the big comedy names that have been announced for this year's Laugh in the Park festival. Hosted by the Red Card Company Club, the festival is set to turn Chapelfield Gardens into Comedy Central Park when it returns from Thursday, July the 27th until Sunday, July the 30th. Essex comedian Mr. Kane has won multiple awards throughout his career, including an Edinburgh Comedy Award. Fellow Apollo performer, award-winning comedian and author Mr. Watson will be joining him. He is known for, among other things, his appearance on panel shows such as Mock the Week and Have I Got News for You. Other big names joining the festival for the first time is Hal Cruttendon. As seen at the Royal Variety performance and live at the Apollo, the comedian has performed at every major international comedy festival. The festival office often brings big names in comedy to the park, Andy Parsons performing last year alongside Stephen K. Amos.
And now for our first feature. Derek James has written an article about Robert Hales, who was one of a family of extremely tall people, and who was a star of the Tombland Fair. It is read by Alan Shirley.